the Public News Service Daily Newscast, August the 1st, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Fall semester is just weeks away now. Many adults aged 24 and older are tapping into $7,200 in scholarships to start or finish a college degree or a certificate.
Ben Moritz with the Wyoming Community College Commission says the Kickstart Wyoming's Tomorrow Scholarship can be a pathway to good-paying, high-demand jobs. Colleges have teamed up with businesses across the state to create credential programs that give students the training they need to succeed in a wide range of fields.
They need welders. They need construction workers. They need folks for wind farms. Having that certificate, that short-term credential, which you can complete in 3 to 6 months a lot of times, that's what they're looking for.
The Wyoming's Tomorrow Scholarship Initiative was passed by state lawmakers in 2021, but the endowment has just 30 of the $50 million needed to launch. Lawmakers approved funding in this year's session to get money to students who need financial aid now through a bridge program. Moritz says residents should ask their local college's financial aid office about Kickstart Wyoming's Tomorrow. Because many Wyomingites age 24 and older tend to have jobs, kids, and other responsibilities, Moritz says each college has created strategies to meet older students where they are. I'm Eric Galatas.
Wyoming's goal is to ensure that 6 in 10 adult residents have an industry-recognized credential by the year 2025. When the work started under Governor Mark Mead, just 40% had credentials. Now from CBS News, District Attorney Fannie Willis warned Fulton County commissioners this weekend they should stay alert over the next month. She pointed to a threatening email she received last week with a subject line reading, "Fannie Willis, corrupt, N-word." The body of the email concluded, "You are going to fail, you Jim Crow Democrat whore." The Atlanta Journal-Constitution first reported Willis's warning to county commissioners. Meantime, labor advocates are hailing Maine Governor Janet Mills' signing of a landmark bill that creating a new offshore wind energy industry in the state with strong protections for workers.
The bill was negotiated by lawmakers, advocates for Maine's fishing industry, and organized labor, who say it will create thousands of union jobs and apprenticeship opportunities for years to come. Apprenticeship electrician Kimberly Tobias with IBEW 1253 says the new industry will not only mean steady paychecks, but strong safety standards.
You know, at the end of the day, we're all just here to go home to our families. And having the strong labor standards there can ensure that we all go home the same way that we came in.
The new law also protects jobs with Maine's vital fishing industry by ensuring that floating wind turbines are sited away from prime fishing and lobstering grounds.
This is Public News Service. Hoosiers are now reworking monthly budgets as the pause for federal student loan payments comes to an end and the stress of another monthly expense begins.
More than 900,000 borrowers in Indiana and 40 million throughout the country have until October to figure it out. According to the Education Data Initiative, the average borrower in Indiana holds over $30,000 in student loan debt. Brian Walsh is a certified financial planning manager for SoFi. He says anytime you start doing something you haven't done for a long time, it causes uncertainty and anxiety.
Generally speaking, we are encouraging people to make sure they understand what loans they have after 3.5 years of not paying them, figure out whether or not they can afford the payments that are starting back up, and then decide what's most important to them to really kind of land on the best approach for repaying their student loans.
Walsh says although the Supreme Court ruled against student loan forgiveness, he believes the matter may not be settled. President Joe Biden announced an alternative path to forgive some loans under the Higher Education Act. I'm Joe Ullery reporting.
Meantime, legislation in the Congress aims to provide money to rural communities in New York and across the U.S.
The Rebuild Rural America Act would allocate $50 billion to make it easier for rural areas to access federal grant money for a slew of different projects. In New York, this could mean providing funds for counties with aging housing stock to make it more accessible for seniors or people with limited mobility. Miranda Sailing with the Rural Community Assistance Partnership describes how the bill's structure could provide economic opportunities for rural communities.
It's going to be, I believe, fairly broad, which is the idea for flexible capacity. That's something that we're always talking about. So for different communities, it's going to look like different things. And that's something that's really important to us so that we don't come in and tell communities what's right for them.
She notes the funds could be used to update failing infrastructure and for water quality testing. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Finally, starting next year, low and middle income families in California are expected to be able to apply for up to $14,000 in grants to make their home more energy efficient. The Federal Department of Energy has just released guidelines that allow California to receive $582 million from President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. Melissa Yu is with the Sierra Club and says families will get big discounts on electric heat pumps, water heaters, stoves, and dryers.
Especially for households with lower incomes, up to 100% of the appliance and the insulation costs are going to be discounted at purchase.
The California Energy Commission expected to move quickly and open up applications early next year. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. Here are some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our test indicators at publicnewsservice.org.